here so that it'll eventually not be a problem.
Yeah.
But we could do that. We could either put it there, or we could do an effect where it's programmed like we do for the,
State of the State.
State of the State and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Where it's got the bar. So we could just put the bar at the top with the time in it and then program so then everybody can see the time first and then...
I like that.
And that'll tell us what that program that'll tell us what was actually being recorded, so we know when we're on or
so
not.
This,
yeah.
So this could be programmed.
I'm assuming that was programmed during this.
Yes.
Okay, that's what
that
I
was
watching.
But we
okay.
See it.
Yeah.
And I think I'd prefer to not have to worry about it, but if that works for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a time bar on top, and yeah, if you want to go
that'd
there,
nice.
We can all see it. That works.
Okay, we can make that happen. Any weirdness, says table things stuff.
Are we putting a drape over this?
We haven't talked about doing
that. Okay, I just wasn't sure from the wide if, like, the cords and all
that.
That
will go away, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Zach
and, like, the tables. Because I guess from the wide behind,
yeah.
We can see whatever's here.
Mm.
Yeah.
That'd be my...
We're talking about that.
Okay.
They'll both be black, at least.
Yeah. I mean, I think the table's fine. It's just we'd have to be more conscious of, like, what is there?
As long as we don't get the Frederick or Freiberg makeup pile.
And the mirror and everything.
The mirror and stuff.
Does anyone have any thoughts about, in terms of Rich being cued, I imagine, does it make most sense for you, Sean, to call me out? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Act like you're East Coast.
No, I mean,
yeah,
act East Coast. I'm just wondering, would I ever
pizza?
Would I ever dare jumping in and say, hey, can I say something?
Hey, Rich, can you hear us?
I can't. You might be talking to
someone. Someone was talking to me in my ear.
Okay.
I
heard what you said. What we were talking about before was doing a little hand signal.
He's in here.
Can you hear me?
Like me put up a hand?
Well, just even all of us on the set. So like if Anya's, like the beginning of the show, Anya was talking to Sean, she was looking there. And if I wanted to jump in without having Sean having to play conductor, then I could just like kind of put my pen up in the air a little bit, you know, do the little subtle casual thing.
But
and
if
then I think you could do something similar because you wouldn't be in the shot necessarily.
Oh, okay. I just didn't know if I'm going to be on a screen visible to everyone at all times.
And that's where we might have to see if we can get a program shot for you. So then you do know when and when you are not in the wide or the master shot.
Mm.
But that way, if, like perfect example is, this time, she's talking over there, Sean's looking at her, and then you want to jump in, you can just do a little signal.
Yeah.
You know, Sean's got his eyes out, he sees that, he can give you the head nod or the eyes go there, and then he knows... That means we're not even gonna like redirect. It's just you'll jump in next. I think that'll make
that makes
sense. Smoothest flow rather than having to like stop, start, go back to the anchor style host.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. Thanks.
Because it felt like the only pause that felt uncomfortable was in that early first couple interactions where it was.
Yeah, like
I wasn't sure if I was going to jump in, and I like went back to you.
I did not want to like assign those to a person because I wanted to see how it went.
Yeah,
I guess.
I mean, essentially, there's never a time where I won't have something to say.
That's what I figured. I'm like,
but
oh,
I didn't want to. I didn't want to sit there and dominate like every time Zach must answer. And I know it's going
to
be difficult for you.
That's the thing. I worry about like accidentally just kind of like excluding Rich because it's so much harder to non-verbally like.
We want to intentionally disclude you.
Yeah, just I just
that's
want
fine.
To be
that's
objectively
fine.
Rude.
Wait, can I have that on a shirt?
So at the very end when it was 15 seconds. I was like, I thought it might sound funny if I came in and be like, and here's the last word, and now to the camera. You know what I mean? So I just kind of bailed. So I was like,
and that's where I was, if I was in your position, what I would say have them do is time me out long. Because when they give me the 15-second wrap, there's not enough time to re-summarize.
Yeah.
Unless you have something scripted for like, this is the brilliant, pithy wrap-up. it's much easier, in my opinion, when you're running this to simply, okay, 15 seconds, then you know as soon as I wrap up this sentence,
yeah,
then we're going to go to it. That way, if we're already over time, it's easier to cut out a little chunk. There's always going to be 10 seconds they can slice if they need it for Wisconsin Today, for the podcast, it doesn't matter. So that way it's a little bit easier if your tendency is to wrap up tight. If your tendency is 15 seconds and I'm going to finish my thought, whether it's 30 seconds or not, mm-hmm. then you wouldn't want to do that. So it's, a lot of it depends on where we will be ending. Like if we regularly get under 30 or under a minute mm-hmm. and like it's over there, but Rich doesn't necessarily have time cues, then it's a different scenario. Because he may not know, oh, there's only 30 seconds left, I should wrap this up and toss it back.
I think we should all get those final minutes worth of time. Yeah, cues.
You got them, right?
No.
You
no.
did not? Mm-mm. Okay.
I could hear yours.
You can, though.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. But so I think, like, because well, also,
yeah,
I mean, I've had
them.
That happen in radio where, like, all of a sudden the music comes on and I had no idea
yeah.
it was that close.
Yeah. Yeah, like, carry the box with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I agree that everyone should get that at least the last minute to 30 seconds so that way we can wrap up without making it awkward and get it back to Sean in under 15 or something. But that's where, yeah, it'll be up to you to decide when I get that 15-second cue, do I just want to kill it on the
cool.
spot or do I naturally run out the end of my thought?
You know, it's also probably a good reminder to me to have like a little, to think about a little ending take that I can land with if needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because eventually you'll start to
back pocket,
you'll eventually start to hate yourself by saying that's all the time we have, or we're gonna have to leave it there, because that's what we do at the every time I anchor, and it's like the audience gets used to it, but it's like usually it's a thanks for joining us. So I mean, we'll also leave it there. That's what Fred says.
My hot take on that topic is like, yeah, they could solve a problem, but they really want to like crush the other side, basically.
That's why the name of our show should be Because Politics.
Because Politics.
I'm going to literally pitch this. I'm going to find Kyla.
We'll put it on the document, although it's probably already through 10 layers of...
But then you could every single week look straight to camera and say, why?
Because politics.
Because politics.
We'll just do that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I have a visual that I've taught my wife when I was explaining to her why things happen in politics. It's this. And I said, this is the real issue that they don't want to talk about, and this is the constant distractions they do, so you don't look over here.
Interesting.
And so every time she says, why are they? I'm like, she started doing it back to me now because she can pick up on, oh, it's one of these. We're wagging the dog's tail. We're, because politics, it's not the real core issue. So that would be my visual, not that we do. I do think one of the end, one of the things that I would love to do is a routine thing on Overton Window or like big political science concepts like that.
Yeah.
Because obviously everyone's trying to move the Overton Window and people don't realize that they are in the middle of that process and explaining to them, here's what they're doing to manipulate your thoughts and emotions on this topic. Here's what they're doing to try and make this normal.
So you want to do a regular segment, and now the Overton Window.
And now we look at
this
the Overton,
week in Overton Window.
30 Zach. Seconds yeah. on how much have we talked about the Epstein Files this week?
First, moving the Overton Window.
Let's take a minute for background. What is the Overton Window?
Yes.
Oh, we're all out of time. Thanks for joining us.
Let's talk about inelastic voters.
So even just chatting now.
Yeah.
Does this feel a little more?
It's like your call.
My call.
Because you're the one in the middle that's got to...
Like, I...
Sean just wants to sing a karaoke
band. Yeah.
Nine Inch Nails.
I feel I'd be better... Like, I'm more comfortable over there, but, you know...
Is it just going to always be weird for whoever's in the middle because you have to...
Maybe. I just don't know what this looks like, too. I'm like a little... I've seen myself in some TV shots, and it's like, oh, God. That man is a giant, you know? And so I don't want to throw things off too much that way, and I worry that being in the middle, I will do that.
No.
It'll just be more symmetrical.
We're conical if you, like, graft us.
Yeah, and we can see how it looks, but I think what matters most is what makes everyone most comfortable, in my opinion.
Well, I got seniority on you, so really, yeah.
It's because I'm very youthful.
Yeah. We're a bell curve. I'm older than you, right?
How old are you?
I don't know, 47-ish?
I'm 47. Okay. I'm about to turn 48.
Okay.
Yeah. Whoa. Might be a little older than we got ourselves a shootout.
June 19th.
All right. You win.
I'm older?
Yep.
All right.
So whatever you want.
So you, everything's, you do have seniority.
Mm-hmm. I do, yeah. Rich is actually 70. He holds up well.
That's my listening age on Spotify, you jerk.
And I told you that in confidence.
That Northern Wisconsin lifestyle, man, it just keeps you young.
I don't think that's true.
Nazareth.
I think it famously doesn't keep you young.
You want all of them?
Yeah. Let's get all
of them. Yeah, that works.
Do you want a 15 minutes or do you want the first one at 10?
Oh, I think first one at 10 works for me.
I don't think it was necessary.
I think 10, 5, 2, and then the way you did it. Yeah.
Really quick, we're just going to knock out those other leads so that we can let you guys be out of the hot lights.
Sure.
I'm cold.
Is it really warm in there?
No, I'm freezing.
These used to be hot.
Really? I'm also always quite cold. It's my own fault. But I have warm feet warmers, so it's helping.
Is there a way that I would do this that was not a cold open is my question.
Today on...
I don't think so.
Hey, Zach. Hey, Anya. Hey, Rich.
I think, the two options would just... There are some podcasts that just start in the moment.
Yeah.
Where it's like we're already talking and then they start rolling.
The politics podcast,
you get the cue.
First words every week were basically, hey guys, hey, how's it going? And we just like chit chat.
Just, hey you guys.
I don't think we do that anymore. But
yeah, this is not like chit chat setup. We're all wearing blazers.
It's a little I know, it's a little different. I mean, we can make it whatever we want.
Is that true?
I'll do whatever. I'll wear a t-shirt if you tell me to.
Hell yeah.
So if the Wisconsin Today audience is not getting any of the leads, then the anchors will read, this is what they were talking about, and then it's going to come out to you.
Right.
First thing, which will be, hey guys, or hello
hey,
everybody.
Ron, yeah. I feel like we should say something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I could just start with a question. It just feels like in a podcast, I would say hi.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, everything we do on the set is always thanks for joining us.
Or, yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
You could break the fourth wall and just welcome to the audience.
And hello to you out there.
Thanks to all five of you who stumbled across this by accident. When we were doing the convention, half hours every day, at one point we had 67 people watching the live stream.
Whoa.
It's like, whoa.
Sure.
We are crushing it here.
Was there talk, did I overhear talk in that room, in the studio, about an audience being in place?
Live studio audience.
There's like hundreds of people in here.
Yeah.
Is there going to be at some point, though?
Just the homeless people that live in the stairwells.
Give them signs to hold up.
Yeah. Okay.
Every time they pitch to Anya, like the first time, everyone will applaud and cheer.
It's like that's the old, in my writer.
Yeah.
Today in Wisconsin Politics Weekly, Wisconsin leaders react to the shooting in Minneapolis. A presidential endorsement shakes up the governor's race. And top leaders in Wisconsin's state government hint that they're open to some kind of a deal on lowering property taxes. Maybe. This is Wisconsin Politics Weekly. I'm WPR Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson. Joining me to talk about these issues are PBS Wisconsin political reporter Zach Schultz, WPR Capital reporter Anya Van Wagtendonk, and WPR political reporter Rich Kramer. Wisconsin leaders react to Minneapolis. A Trump endorsement shakes up state politics. And a deal on property taxes? Maybe. This is Wisconsin Politics Weekly. I'm Sean Johnson, here with WPR's Anya Van Wagtendonk and Rich Kramer and Zach Schultz from PBS Wisconsin. Today in Wisconsin Politics Weekly, Wisconsin leaders react to the shooting in Minneapolis, a presidential endorsement shakes up the governor's race, and top leaders in Wisconsin's state government hint that they're open to some kind of deal on lowering property taxes. Maybe. This is Wisconsin Politics Weekly. I'm Sean Johnson, here with WPR's Anya Van Wagtendonk and Rich Kramer and Zach Schultz from PBS Wisconsin. Hey, everyone. Good to see you.
Hey, Sean.
Hi. Hey.
Even you, Rich.
Hi.
I said hi.
I did like that intro the best.
The
I
last
liked,
one?
I like the middle one.
I liked the topics one. And then introducing the show.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Yes. Yep. Yep. You can find more at WPR.org, PBSWisconsin.org, on our YouTube channels, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sean Johnson. Thanks for joining Wisconsin Politics Weekly. Or something else.
Not a podcast.
It's my preferred title.
Whatever you like, but I don't think so. Anything else? I think we're good, but let us know.
I think you could also have the highs in the open. Like, I'm joined with WPR's Anya and Rich. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I'm here with Ann from PBS Wisconsin's Zach. Hey, Zach.
Oh, yeah. Just, like, a little bit more.
What if we did, like, knowing nods whenever you mention
well,
our names?
So that part will be covered up on radio, if it matters.
Well, and on television.
Sure.
They're probably going to keep you on a one shot for that whole intro.
Okay. Oh, right.
Oh, okay.
So that if we are going to do those cutaways, which we can, when we have guests on, we introduce them, we cut to the guest away from the anchor. So that's not an issue. That'd just be a matter of talking to the director, and I'm sure John would be able to.
We could ask if it's scripted, if you want.
You know, it cuts to you, then it cuts to Rich, cuts to me, however the.
What, would you be open to trying one where I just kind of, as I introduce people, just say hi to each of them in the name of trying things? And then I don't think we have anything else. One of the shorter ones, I think. Yeah. All right. Three it is. Are you ready? All right.
You're going to keep your hands in your lap?
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Should they be up here?
I always kept them on the desk.
Okay. I appreciate the... Yeah.
But just, it's very stiff.
Yeah, for real. Okay.
No, I thank seriously, you. Thank you.
Thanks to all the TV folks making this less scary.
Wisconsin leaders react to Minneapolis. A Trump endorsement shakes up state politics. And a deal on property taxes? Maybe. This is Wisconsin Politics Weekly. I'm Sean Johnson, here with WPR's Anya Van Wagtendonk. Hey, Anya.
Hey, Sean.
Rich Kramer in Eau Claire. Hey, Rich.
Hello, Sean.
And PBS Wisconsin, Zach Schultz. How's it going, Zach?
Hello.
Let's start with the reaction to the shooting of Alex Pretty as we have this light, friendly intro. All right.
Let's transition to horrors.
Yeah, it would be. You're right.
Okay.
Something to keep in mind. Yep. No, that's good.
Or we could do PBS, WPR, WPR.
Right. As long as Rich is last, that's the important thing. Mm-hmm.
As long as we're clear on that.
Yeah. Did you hear
all
that, right. Rich?
We're all clear. Everyone's always been clear about it.
All right.
And hey, you got my last name every time.
Believe me. Jinxed it.
I
get a little nervous each time.
Good.
Is the key over enunciating each syllable?
Anya Van Wechtendonk.
I mean, like, sometimes you've also called me like Anna. Like, sometimes you just none of the name.
I just go full boomer on her.
It's fine. We haven't been working together that long or that closely. I don't cry about it all the time. It's fine.
Get him.
Give me a few more
get
years.
Get him.
We're stopping the record, so.
All right.
You guys record that so radio can have it tomorrow?
We recorded it, but the plan is not to air it.
There was some usable stuff in there.
There was.
All I mean, you guys did a great
job. We should leak it. We should leak it.
Fred and I were talking about this.